It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right now.
Check it out.
Music.
Here we go.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
So he was up on stage at the Benz, open for Kenny Chesney this weekend. I had no idea what was going on behind the scenes. Apparently there's been a lot of drama between him and his ex-wife, Kelly. There has been an ask by Zach Brown for an emergency restraining order, and this is all happening after Kelly posted a bunch of posts on Instagram accusing Zach of narcissistic abuse, which is a big allegation. Now, Zach says that she made the post on her Instagram account, actually violating a confidentiality agreement she had signed with him. Here's where I don't know if this is the best look for Zach. She speaks out and she says something. He doesn't really deny that it's true. He just says that she's going against the confidentiality agreement that they have in place. I don't know what the deal is here. I don't know what's going on. I do have the Instagram post that started all of this drama up at yourgeorgiacountry.com/morning if you want to take a look for yourself. But we'll just have to see how this shakes out, Adam.
This is messy. That's all what this is. This is messy. That's all you can describe it.
It feels like a very messy situation. Yeah. I mean, they have 5 kids together. Oh. They were married for 12 years. So hopefully they're able just to find a happy place where they can get along. Now, do you remember months ago when Elle King was on stage at the Grand Ole Opry for Dolly Parton's birthday celebration?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
She was a little intoxicated, made a fool out of herself. People were really up in arms about it. Well, now she's now formally apologizing, not on social media, but to everybody that she hurt in the process of this.
I take one shot too many, and I said, I'm Elle King, and I'm hammered, and I got the curtain dropped on me. Dolly called me a couple days later. She's like proof that angels exist. She just gave me really kind words and told me, well, Dolly's not mad at you. Why should the world be? And made me laugh. That's the kindness from women. That's the stuff that I've received that I'll never forget ever because I wanted to die.
And she goes on to say, like, if I haven't apologized to you, if you feel like I've just put this under the rug, please know that I'm incredibly sorry. So I feel like that was a good approach to take. She's still apologizing for something that happened months ago. At this point, I feel like we should just forgive her and let her go.
Elle also did a great Dolly impression.
I know.
We need to play that part of it again sometime.
It did sound just like her. And Megan Maroney opened for Kenny Chesney at the Benz over the weekend along with Zach Brown. And this was a really full circle moment for her because she's from Georgia. She's been to shows at the Benz before. This is actually a video that I took of her at the concert this weekend. So it's a little hard to hear, but you'll be able to make it out.
Kenny Chesney came to this stadium and I was a drunk girl up there. Hi guys, how are you doing up there? That was me in 2018, about 6 years ago, and I never, ever would have thought that I would be on this stage. At the time, I was at the University of Georgia. I thought I was going to be doing taxes at this point in my life.
Isn't that crazy that she was at the Benz, up in the nosebleeds, just a few years ago? Probably never thought her life would turn out the way that it has turned out, but I mean, the song Tennessee Orange just changed it all for her.
Just keep grinding, whatever you want to do, because that's proof of it. From the, what is it, from the outhouse to the penthouse, or from nosebleeds to the stage, I mean, there it is.
It's very impressive, and we're just really proud of our Georgia girl.
Good stuff, Haley. We're headed up to 83 degrees today. We'll get the sunshine out. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country at 6:32. On Adam and Haley in the morning, we're going to get ready to get you to Kane Brown coming up at 7:40 here. He's going to be with Tyler Hubbard and Parmalee at State Farm Arena in June, which June is a couple of weeks away.
Isn't that crazy? We're coming up on it. I mean, honestly, just a few days.
Yeah, we're getting ready here in our house for summer stuff. Like, we got baseball, we got some camps, we got cheer. Mm-hmm. And what my son Aspen wanted to do was try out for a commercial, and he had to read, it was Cocoa Puffs. Now, I don't know if that's exact commercial, but when he did the audition last week, he did pretty well. And then yesterday, there was a follow-up audition. So he like made it to the second round.
That's exciting.
It's really cool.
It's awesome.
So he's under the impression that it's he's actually going to get the commercial because he doesn't know. I mean, this is a whole world. We have no idea.
I mean, and he's on the second round. I would think that he's probably in the running for it for sure.
So we get on this Zoom yesterday and this, quote, casting place, whatever it is, and the guy's on there and has him do a monologue, which a monologue is just you talk about something, and it's just yourself talking about it. There's not like me and Haley would talk back and forth. The monologue is just one person.
So it's you on the call, Aspen's on the call and the casting director.
Yeah, this guy. And I'm calling him this guy because I'm not sure he's really a casting director. Just not really sure. So get on there. He does his thing. No. And he's like, okay, we'll be back to me. Aspen does his thing, does his monologue, answers some questions.
Yeah.
And then he comes, okay, we'll be back in about an hour and a half. I was like, oh, my goodness. So I had to find things to do, and I had a lot to do. So I did those things while the Zoom was still on.
Mm-hmm.
And then an hour and a half turned into 2 hours. And
you're just sitting there on the Zoom waiting for him to come back?
So I decided to switch from my computer to my phone, and we went to the pool again yesterday. And he finally comes back after 2 hours and 10 minutes. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's
weird. After all of this stuff, he says, Aspen, you know, we like him. We want to accept him into the program. I'm like, the program?
What program? I thought it was just like a commercial.
So apparently it's more than that. And it looks to be one of those things where you have to sign up and you got to go through this thing and pay a lot of money.
What?
And I am not all about that. So I'm thinking this could be a scam.
But now Aspen's probably into it because he's done like multiple calls. He's auditioned. He thinks he's going to be an actor. So what is the program? Did they give you any details?
The program looks to be something where they teach you how to get the commercials. So what it would be is coaching and coach on acting or coach on voice stuff and things like that. Wait, my dad does that. That's what he should have said.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't act, but you know what I'm saying. So this is where the dilemma is. And I'm thinking, I wonder if our listeners have ever run into anything. And it doesn't have to be this. It could be something where they're maybe feeling like they're getting scammed.
And you're sitting there thinking to yourself, did I really just fall for this entire time? So he gets to the end of the call and he's like, okay, you have to pay, like, what? How much money?
It was close to a grand.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I don't have that.
But what are you going to do? Because Aspen is now invested in the program. I feel like now you have to just pay it.
There's a big question mark out there. So we're going to have that story play out later this week. How about that?
We'll see how that goes. That's going to be interesting.
I know. That's going to be one of those things. So have you ever encountered something where you felt like you were getting scammed or got scammed? Could have been you. Could have been your kids. I kind of feel like I'm not the only one.
I'm feeling bad for Aspen in this situation. I just can't stop thinking about how he probably literally thinks he's going to be a famous actor.
So, I mean, we're going to manage expectations, see how that goes, and maybe that is something, you know, we can pursue, but I don't know. We're going to see about that. Our number is 800-849-1061. If you've ever felt or been scammed or felt like you got scammed before, call us with this one. We got to hear it. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. The question is, have you ever fallen for something that either is a scam, seems like a scam? It could be you for your kids. I ran into this here the past week with my son Aspen, who was trying out, quotes, for a commercial. And he had to go through this casting, quote, thing on Zoom. He made the first cut yesterday. We're on the Zoom for about two and a half hours until finally he gets accepted into a program, not a commercial part or not the chance to try out for a commercial.
Just a program where you're going to learn how to act and learn how to land commercial deals. Did he find this online, Aspen?
This was something they heard. Wasn't on our station.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting about that. Anyway, so this is on a TV station, by the way. So this is where I want to know, have you ever felt like you got scammed somewhere or you felt like something just ain't right at 800-849-1061? Good morning.
Well, you didn't make that deal and pay that money, did you?
No, didn't happen yet.
He's thinking about it, though.
I wouldn't do it. Me and my husband ran against the same thing about 10 to 12 years ago. My daughter, she's now 24. We did pay the money. Then nothing really happened after that. And she did not get any kind of commercials or anything like that. And this happened up in Buford.
Did she get any sort of coaching? Because that's what they're telling you, right, Adam?
Yeah, coaching. And then they're going to blast you out to casting people.
Yeah, she did some of the coaching, but she never got any parts.
Wow.
Mm. So, see, I think it's a dead end. I really do. I could smell it all the way over here.
Well, you're absolutely right. I wouldn't do it. It's not really a scam because they do some stuff, but it still doesn't pan out.
WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. Is there a time in your life where you fell for something, you felt like you got scammed, something just didn't seem right? We're at 800-849-1061.
It's that gut feeling inside where you're just like, I don't think this is good.
Hey, what you got for us? Good morning.
Yeah, when I was like 18, like my first real bank account. And I was selling a truck I had. Guy messaged me, told me he lived in a different state, and that he wanted to buy the car, that he was going to send me a guaranteed check. Well, the check got there, and it was probably about $2,500 more than what I was selling the car for.
Whoa.
That's weird. You're probably excited at first, though, right?
I was really excited. He was like, yeah, just go to the bank, deposit the check, and then that's for shipping. It'll be a lot less than that, and you can keep the change.
Oh.
So, luckily, I went into the bank to deposit it, and they were like, yeah, this isn't real.
Really?
So, what happened to the car you were selling?
Luckily, I never called the person they told me to call to come pick it up, because I obviously didn't have the money to give them.
Smart.
Wow.
Imagine if you would have, though, just not knowing.
Yeah, they said if I would have deposited it through the ATM, it would have deposited.
Wow.
And I would have sent them that money, and 3 days later, it would have bounced back.
Unbelievable.
And I'm sure they were just assuming that that's what you would do. You would just deposit it to the ATM and go on about your life.
Right. But luckily, something told me to go inside and deposit it.
Smart.
That is wild.
That's
man.
A good lesson to people who sell stuff on like Facebook Marketplace or any of those online websites.
Yeah, face to face, give me cash or no deal.
For sure.
And make sure the cash is real.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. Yeah.
We may now begin our day.
To wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley. Wake up!
Now, here's Haley.
This is going to be a little bit of a spoiler if you did not watch it last night, but I don't feel like I'm spoiling it too bad for you because it's all over social media and you have probably seen it already. But the finale of American Idol happened. Abby and Will were the final two. I think a lot of people were rooting for Will because he is from Georgia, and it's great when we see that Georgia representation in there. In case you missed it, let's find out who that winner is.
The winner of American Idol 2024 is
Abby Carter!
Super excited for Abby. I think she was a front runner from the very beginning. People loved her initial audition. I will say, I didn't actually tune in to any of this on TV this season.
I didn't either. I'm sorry.
But I still feel like I saw pretty much all the performances on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram just through all the stuff that the American Idol account was posting. So if you missed any of that, I have the recap of the finale up at yourgeorgiacountry.com/morning. And Slash says Guns N' Roses is making their own record, and he's working with them in that capacity. Now, that's pretty much all the details we know. He did say that the decision was made not to include Axl Rose, which is kind of bizarre.
Come on, why? That's the guy who sings in Guns N' Roses.
Like, there was really no reasoning on why he wasn't being included. I don't know if that was his choice or if that was the choice by the other people who are going to be involved with this record, but this will be interesting. We know Guns N' Roses have released a handful of songs since they reunited, but this will be the first time they release a full-length album.
And disappointing.
Maybe something will change and Axl will be a part of it by the time it comes out. Who knows? You just never really know when there's drama in bands and groups like that. And Taylor Swift was factored into the upcoming NFL season. I'm sure you've seen that headline everywhere. People are saying that the NFL is going to have to make the schedule around her so that she can attend the Chiefs games. That's absolutely ridiculous. Like, I don't care what anyone says.
I feel like, yeah, we gotta work around you, Haley. We gotta work around you, Taylor.
I mean, it's ridiculous. That's not true. Now, I will say they did have to kind of make it to where when she was performing at a stadium, they weren't having a home game at that stadium that she's going to be performing at.
Yeah.
Of course that's the case. I mean, that's just business, but no. The NFL did not make the schedule so that Taylor Swift could be there.
I could sense like, just the frustration and the pure annoyance of in your voice of people that say that kind of stuff.
Because it makes the people that hate her even more. Like, I swear, the reason people don't like her is because the media says this kind of stuff about her. It's not true. Don't believe those articles. It's ridiculous.
All right. So I'm going to back away from here. Good stuff. Haley ended up to 83 in sunshine today.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. We're going to get you $1,000 to do what you need to do with it. The weekend passed and the money was spent and now the bills are going to come in. So we want to take care of you. Coming up at 8 o'clock, and Haley, I got a little, I got a little frustrated with you because you were getting frustrated with your husband over the weekend. So we wanted to know, what is the one thing that just frustrates you? One thing that just gets on your nerves? It could be something that some other person does that you don't know. It could be your significant other that does that. We're at 800-849-1061.
I'm fine with things that are annoying being annoying. But in my mind, there are certain things that you shouldn't get annoyed by because you should just expect that it's going to be frustrating. So me and my husband, Alex, we went down to the Benz for the Kenny Chesney concert on Saturday, and driving in my mind, I was expecting that there was going to be traffic and it was going to be difficult parking and it was going to take us some time to get in. So I had already built up that expectation in my mind. I wasn't prepared for anything less. I knew it was going to be horrible because it always is when you're in Atlanta and when there's one of these big events going on. We start pulling into the traffic as we get closer to the Benz, and it looks like my husband, Alex, is going to have an aneurysm. Like, he is sitting there like, oh, I don't know where to go. I don't know what road to park on. I don't know where our parking deck is. This is so frustrating. This is so stressful. And I keep telling him, why did you not prepare yourself for this? We've been to Atlanta for concerts a lot. You know how this goes every single time. But he lets it frustrate him. He lets it get on his nerves, even though he should know in the back of his mind that it's going to happen. And then when we pull up at the concert, there it goes. He's mad.
I'm on Alex's side on this. I really am. I think no matter the preparation it takes to get into an Atlanta, you are never going to be fully prepared for Atlanta traffic.
But you know it's bad. Like, it's all over the news how bad it is. You're going in for a big event. I feel like you should just expect it and you shouldn't let it frustrate you. And that's why I didn't ruin my day when I was headed to the show.
That's why I'm frustrated with you. You're frustrated with your husband over that.
I mean, he was in a bad mood for the whole opening act.
He was not. That's exaggerating.
Yes, he was. He was in a bad mood the whole opening act. He barely talked because he was so frustrated about the traffic and the parking situation.
This is what frustrates me about people. And it can be anybody, friends, family members. Everybody overblows things. Everything is blown out of proportion. Everything is almost to the point of, did that really happen that way? And I can go on and on. In fact, I will go to my little 8-year-old daughter yesterday in the mall when we decided to go buy her cheer coach some gifts for his, you know, his graduation party. And then it turned into she wanted to go to this one store that wasn't in the mall. I said, we don't have time. And she said, you never take me anywhere. You're so mean to me. I said, really? We just got boba tea. We just came in here, you know, for your coach. Really?
And she's already frustrated.
That is what I cannot stand. What just, oh my goodness, why do people do it?
We all have those little things that annoy us and those little things that get under our skin.
So annoying. 800-849-1061. Give us yours that annoys you. Go for it. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. We're about 6 minutes away. We got to get you to Kane Brown and Parmalee over coming up June 8th. So that's coming up really soon. What annoys you? Could be about your significant other. Could be about a family member at 800-849-1061. We talked earlier about Haley getting annoyed at her husband over the weekend going to Kenny Chesney.
Well, it's the thing that annoys you that shouldn't annoy you. Like, he's getting mad that there's traffic going to the Benz. Of course there's traffic. There's a huge concert, and we're in Atlanta. Like, why wouldn't you expect that?
All right, good morning. What you got for
us? Hello. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe y'all answered.
We do answer. We are not robots. Contrary to popular belief. I'm just
kidding. What's going on?
I'm glad you made it through.
So, me and my boyfriend got into this argument yesterday. He will never choose where to eat. He always leaves it up to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Drives me crazy.
Hey, where do you want to go eat? And I'll be like, oh, I'm feeling it. Oh, no, I don't want that. And then I'll give him another option. Oh, no, I don't want that either.
He doesn't want to pick.
Why don't you ever choose where to eat?
It's like he wants to complain about the place that you pick, but he doesn't actually want to pick.
The next time this happens, you drive straight home and said, this is where we're eating.
I wish they would have a place that's called, like, I don't know. That has, like, every option. Yeah, like burgers, you know, Chinese food, like anything like that. That would be great. So,
that is a genius idea.
That's the one thing that drives me crazy.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark's Bain Real Estate.
Can't you two idiots get anything right?
It's time to pick a side.
Haley and I were discussing this earlier today, where she gets annoyed when her husband will park in her parking space at home.
He tries to tell me that I don't have a parking space, like my name's not on the space, so it's not mine, and we can switch it up, and he can park on whatever side he wants to park on, and whoever gets home first gets to choose what side they park on.
That is ridiculous. I could care less. Who is parking anywhere in my house? As long as I can park there, I'm fine. Doesn't matter.
I just feel like it's easier to have the designated spot because then you know exactly where your car goes. You don't have to question it. You have that routine. You pull in on your side and that's it. It's done with.
I say no. Team Adam is no. You don't need your own designated parking spot at your house. It's okay for people to park there as long as you got a spot. Team Haley is, nope, I got a designated spot. You better not be in it.
See, I think you're wrong on this one, because even when I lived with my parents and was driving, I had a spot that I parked in, and my parents would get so mad at me if I parked in one of their spots.
I can't believe that. Why?
I don't think it's ridiculous. I think it just creates like structure and a habit, and you know where you go, and that's the end of it.
Having dinner at the same time, doing your homework at the same time, going to bed, that's structure. Parking spots, Haley, come on.
Wait until Aspen and Piper, your kids, start driving, and then you're going to want those designated parking
spots.
As
long as they fit in the driveway, it does not matter.
You are going to eat your words when they start driving, because when they pull up and they're all crooked and taking up your whole spot and you end up having to park on the street because you can't even fit in your own driveway, then this whole thing is going to switch around.
Team Adam is no designated parking spots at home. You park wherever you want. Team Haley is, yes, you've got to have your own parking spot.
I just think you pull in and that's how it goes.
800-849-1061. Park there. Call there. 800-849-1061. Or you can vote on the Your Georgia Country Facebook page. You'll see the Team Adam and Team Haley post. Oh, man. Back to Team Adam and Team Haley. They are all riled up here and we're trying to win. Team Adam needs a win. We need a win to move on.
You're not going to win on this one. This is just common sense. It's easier if everybody in your household has a designated spot that you pull into at the driveway at your house. Travis on Facebook, and I will say she is always on your side, says, oh, no, don't park in my spot or sit in my chair. We both feel this way,
Travis,
so we get along fine.
Travis and Peggy said that?
They're always on your side, and they're on my side this morning. Mary on Facebook says, I'm the only driver in my house, so I park where I want. Charity says, yes, we do. Team Haley, and growing up, we did too.
All right, this is from Elbert County. Good morning.
Hey, I go with Team Haley. You got to have your own parking spot.
That just creates more possessiveness.
Me and my husband have our own parking spot.
So you mean to tell me when you go home, you have to park there or there's an argument?
Yes.
But there's never an argument because you and your husband both just know that's the parking spot. I wish my husband would get on board with this.
Exactly. Like, you have to have, it's your own little personal area. You have to know where to park.
You can back in. You can pull in. Whatever you want to do. It's your spot in the driveway.
It's not a personal area. It's a. You have that in your house. It's just a parking spot.
It's a woman's house. You have to realize that.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia Country on Team Adam and Team Haley this morning, which, you know, I think people are ganging up on me, Haley, on Team Adam and Team Haley. And that's why I don't understand why, like, the people that usually vote for me are taking your side on this parking spot thing.
You are so ridiculous. Nobody is ganging up on you. It's not that serious. Stop being dramatic.
Well, this is why you're making it serious. You're making it completely serious.
Okay, because people have a designated spot that they pull into when they're parking in their driveway at home. Angel on Facebook says, Team Haley, I have my own parking spot and I have my own spot in the living room too. It's true. Like, it's the same thing if you're sitting on a couch. You know your spot on the couch. You don't take someone else's spot on the couch.
You should be able to park anywhere. You should park anywhere. You sit anywhere. That's ridiculous. Good morning. What you got here? D from Athens.
Adam, when I was married, my ex-wife would always park on the left side of the driveway. So if I was parked in her spot, she'd say, get out here and move your car.
It's true, though. She's right. You have your parking spots. Why were you parking in her spot to begin with?
Unnecessary argument.
Well, if that's the case, then it's Team Haley.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia Country on Team Adam and Team Haley about the great parking debate. Team Adam says, no, you shouldn't have a designated spot at your house. You can park wherever you want. Team Haley's like, nope, I got to park here. My husband parks here. And if it switches up, it's a whole chaos.
Philip on Facebook is thinking about this way deeper than I ever did, but he has a point. He says, Team Haley, Adam, how would you feel if you went out to get your car and the repo man took the wrong car because you parked in the wrong spot?
Well, first of all, the repo men know what car to take. So I don't know what you're talking about.
They're not like just getting the car because of the spot that it's typically parked in. Brandon on Facebook says, Team Haley, my girlfriend and I park in the same spots every day, regardless of who gets home first. It's just like an unspoken rule.
I don't even do that at work, and people get so mad. Like, that's my spot. Logan down the hall, that's my spot.
You just have
Charlie, that's my spot. What?
You just have a spot that you park in. It's common sense.
I don't agree with this at all. Check in from Gainesville. Good morning.
Oh, this is Nancy. I'm voting for Haley.
Why, Nancy? Why do you get in arguments with people when they park in your spot?
Well, no one parks at my spot at home because I park in the garage and my husband parks his truck outside. But he's a gentleman and knows that he's supposed to be parking it outside and I'm supposed to be parking inside.
That was a good way to spin that.
That's what gentlemen do. It's true, Adam. Adam, you're not acting like a gentleman right now.
Can I tell you, I always park outside of my garage. I always do. I never park in my garage. So that, Haley, doesn't mean I'm not a gentleman.
Oh, that's what gentlemen do. They give in to the women.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. On Adam and Haley in the Morning and Team Haley wrapping up here about these parking spots. I say it doesn't matter. You don't need a designated spot. You can park wherever you want to at home. Haley does not believe that whatsoever.
My husband would be on your side.
He will
pull in, park in my spot. When I try to explain to him that that is my spot, he doesn't seem to wrap his mind around the fact that it's just easier if we both have our own little place that we pull into.
We don't have to wrap our minds around it. It's normal behavior.
Charity on Facebook says, yes, Team Haley, and growing up we did too. If anyone takes my spot, I let them know. It's the first thing my mom would say to me when I lived in her house too. If I pulled into her spot, she would make me back my car out, put it on the side of the road, and back it
this
into my normal
nonsense.
Spot.
Oh my goodness. Good morning.
Team Haley, sorry about that, Adam.
Don't apologize. What are you apologizing
no,
for?
You can apologize. I'll accept it.
Because I usually vote for him. Like one or two people, yeah, it's fine. Park wherever. But yeah, if you've got a mom, a dad, three kids, everybody else, it's kind of nice to have your own spot. That way it's like, can you move your car? I got to go to the grocery store. Well, you got to move so I can move so I can move.
I told him that he's going to take all this back when Aspen and Piper, his kids, get old enough to drive, and then he's dealing with all these cars in the driveway.
Exactly. Him, his wife, and two kids. Yeah, he's going to have designated parking spots.
It gets crazy.
That's just
it's
ridiculous.
Complete
I don't
chaos.
Really understand. All right, well, I accept your apology. Thanks for calling. All right, who won?
It's looking like I'm pulling out the win by a landslide. I don't know that you've won a Team Adam, Team Haley in months, it feels like.
Oh, I'll quickly get out of this before her head gets too big. I have to open up a window, let the ego out.
Okay, you're the one with the ego, not me. Don't even start with me.
Okay, Haley won. Congratulations.